Death on the Air and Other Stories by Nio Marsh. Read by Rick Jerram. Roderick Allen. He was born with the rank of Detective Inspector CID on a very wet Saturday afternoon in a basement flat off Sloane Square in London. The year was 1931. All day, rain splashed up from the feet of passers-by going to and fro, at eye level, outside my water-streaked windows. It fanned out from under the tyres of cars, cascaded down the steps to my door, and flooded the area. Remorseless was the word for it, and its sound was, beyond all expression, dreary. In view of what was about to take place, the setting was, in fact, almost too good to be true. I read a detective story borrowed from a dim little lending library in a stationer's shop across the way, either a Christie or a Sayers, I think it was. By 4 o'clock, when the afternoon was already darkening, I had finished it, and still the rain came down. I remember that I made up the London coal fire of those days and looked down at it, idly wondering if I had it in me to write something in the genre. That was the season in England when the murder game was popular at weekend parties. Someone was slipped a card saying he or she was the murderer. He or she then chose a moment to select a victim, and there was a subsequent trial. I thought it might be an idea for a whodunit, they were already called that, if a real corpse was found instead of a phony one. Luckily for me, as it turned out, I wasn't aware until much later that a French practitioner had been struck with the same notion. I played about with this idea.